Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt dictating an endoscopy report on Ryan Rusk, date of birth 11/26/1973, date of procedure November 18, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Trin Truck. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Description of procedure, informed consent, indications, screening for colon cancer, comma, family history of colon cancer. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedators for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. Residual rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, descending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was suboptimal. Period. To poor. Period. Boston bowel prep score was 5, 1-2-2, period. The prep was suboptimal on the right side with solid debris, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one, Boston bowel prep score was 5, 1-2-2, period. This was suboptimal to poor on the right side, period. There was evidence of solid debris that was attempted to be lavage and suction to reveal the underlying mucosa. Period. Next line, there was a approximately 7 millimeter sessile ascending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure polyp, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was 2 diminutive cecal polyps that were sessile and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a grade 1 internal hemorrhoids called non-bleeding. Next line, there was pansiverticulosis coli noted. Next line, plan. Number one, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Would recommend a repeating colonoscopy in 1 year due to suboptimal to poor prep on the right side. Next line. Recommend high-fiber diet and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled.